This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The latest drought report offers both good and bad news for the region. For the Mountain West News Bureau, here's Caleb Radel.
Forecasters say the summer monsoon should bring drought relief to some areas. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The high pressure system that's kind of parked right over the Four Corners states is going to shift eastward. And that should allow for a flow of tropical moisture to come up through Arizona, Utah, into the Great Basin.
He says most of Nevada, Idaho, and Montana can also expect relief, along with the western halves of Colorado and Wyoming. Rippey says years of water shortages won't disappear overnight. The region's major rivers, including the Colorado River, are still facing long-term water challenges. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Public health officials in Adams County, northeast of Denver, say they're not aware of any cases of tuberculosis among staff who work at an ICE immigration detention facility in Aurora. A case of active TB was confirmed in June. Since then, neither ICE or the company that runs the facility have allowed a local public health investigation. A question about it came up at a community town hall hosted by the Adams County Health Department yesterday. Here's the county's chief medical officer, Dr. Wendy Bamberg.
Currently, we don't have information to know if there are other cases of tuberculosis at the facility other than the same reports that you all are seeing.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials have said they removed the detainee with tuberculosis and that there is no longer an active TB case at the facility. This is CPR News and KRCC.